And, you know, it's got Julia Roberts in there. Ethan Hawke is in there. Kevin Bacon is in there. You know, and a bunch of upcoming stars and some that you'll already recognize as well. It was just amazing what was going on. You know, it's set in New York. That's so funny. I think at one point they did slip it out, though, because, you know, when they show the picture of Manhattan, you know, with the planes and the bombs going off and so on. I mean, that was just wild, right?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toss C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing amazingly well. Can't wait to talk to you about these things that we're about to jump into.
This is fun. Finally, pop culture. Finally, we're going to smile at the end of 2023, even though the movie wasn't all about smiling. So I've been going to Netflix, and I've been very depressed. No new shows, no new anything, and I see number one movie. Thank goodness it's not a foreign film. No knock on that. But it was a... And it's in the topic, and I said, oh my gosh, it's cybersecurity. So I'm going to throw it back to Greg. That was a great recommendation, but this movie with Julia Roberts was fantastic because of the topic, and we'll discuss it. Greg, what was the name of it?
Oh man, that was a great film. I just watched that this week. It's called Leave the World Behind. And, you know, it's got Julia Roberts in there. Ethan Hawke is in there. Kevin Bacon is in there, you know, and a bunch of upcoming stars and some that you'll already recognize as well. It was just amazing what was going on. You know, it's set in New York. That's so funny. I think at one point they did slip it out, though, because, you know, when they show the picture of Manhattan, you know, with the planes and the bombs going off and so on. I mean, that was just wild, right? So anyway, the point of this is it's scary. I mean, it haunted me for a good few hours after I watched it. It's all around cyber attack, right? So there's these major cyber attacks that happen and, you know, they hit infrastructure, right? So there was no communications. There was, you know, no air traffic control. They took out the satellites. So there was no satellite phone. A lot of people say, oh, I have a satellite phone. You know, in fact, I was going to get one for my wife for Christmas just to have, you know, because she likes to be prepared. And, this erased that, saved me a couple $1,000 because it didn't work, you know? So that was pretty amazing. But, you know, the long and the short of it is that it's scary, it's present. And, you know, what do they say? That we're 72 hours away from anarchy, right? So if something bad ever happens, you know, then you go into your human instincts. And Kevin Bacon played this a great role of somebody who went from, you know, being this, you know, amazing contractor guy, to going back to his basic human instincts, which is, you know, hunt and have things and protect his family. And even if he was best friends with somebody a few days earlier, he just wasn't anymore because was totally in a different mode of survival.
Totally. And without giving away the movie, everyone needs to check it out. The bottom line is one cyber, they knew a way to make it so that it was anarchy. It was some country. They didn't tell what country was attacking us, that they used cyber attacks to do it. And then once you get to a certain level, anarchy begins. Just imagine if we were able to shut down the water supply. For example, outside of Pittsburgh, there was a cyber attack on a water source. That's scary. This just happened a couple weeks ago in Pittsburgh, outside of Pittsburgh. I don't know if you saw that news, but what could happen if certain infrastructure that's all computer-based is attacked, Greg? Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. You know, the power plants is one of the biggest ones. Water filtration plants and systems. How about shipping? I mean, that was one of the important things here. You know, nav systems were out. GPS was out. So, you know, you had freighters, you had an oil freighter that got beached in this movie, you know, for that reason. You had planes dropping out of the sky because, you know, there was no air traffic and the GPSs were short. And one thing that was amazing to me that I really enjoyed seeing was, you know, I'm a huge technologist, but, you know, I have to say, I'm not a huge fan of electric cars. I'm just not, right? It's all too much control given away out of your hands. And computerized and so on. And what they did in this movie is they showed that the attackers hacked Tesla dealerships and they blocked the roads, you know, using the autonomous driving of the vehicle remotely. And they just filled up the lanes, you know, plowing car after car after car all around, you know, Manhattan and the roads in and out to Jersey and so on, you know, with these Teslas. It was just incredible.
Yeah, but I don't. The only thing I'm concerned about, I'm sure, as you, as this expert in cybersecurity, what if someone wants to copy this now after watching this?
Well, here's the thing, right? Movies are already based in reality. I think it's Hollywood's way of letting us know what's already happened or what is to come. I'm really hopeful that whoever sees this movie or already has worked in the background, you know, is just already blocking and tackling, preventing this thing from happening. Because it's scary where we're headed. And with all the attacks that are going on from, you know, domestic as well as state terrorists around the world and, you know, wanting to take us out. I mean, it something like this is bound to happen if we don't get ahead of it.
Whoever the new administration 2024 is, Greg Hanna needs to be the director of cybersecurity for the, that's, I'm going to already be putting that out there, that Greg's got to be the guy. That's it. That's there you go. You know, he's heading to the White House in 2024. You've heard it here first. But go to, again, tossc3.com to schedule a call with Greg today, because Greg has the knowledge, but also Greg is really concerned. I'm telling you, I've heard all these different cybersecurity experts come on, and they kind of scary, but Greg's like, hey, matter of fact, it's going to happen. And I think that's the other problem. We're too kind of like willy-nilly at times, Greg, right? Like, this isn't going to happen. You're protected. You're good. When it's really not the truth. You got to constantly be vigilant every step of the way, any time of the day, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. That was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care.